So someone was asking me today if we know any prana mantra that Haridas Thakur. I don't, maybe Nityananda Prabhu knows something. But there are some prayers, some glorification of Haridas Thakur, which some Vaishnavas recite daily for him. I'll sing these in our little style. These are from Chaitanya Bhagavat. The devotees can respond by chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Chandra Hridaye Ruhan Hare Krishna
that Uhana se jogya para Haridasa naam, and his name is very appropriate. Because Nirabhadi Krishna Chandra Hridaya Uhan. Krishna is always residing in Haridas Thakur's heart. So he's really Haridas. And how is Krishna residing in his heart? In the form of naam. Because naam is not something which just comes from the lips and the tongue, but is something. It's Urdguna, like a volcano, which comes up from the heart.
Rama Shiva Hari Dasa Hina Bhakta Sangha Dira Bari Kori Te Chitera Bararanga Hare Krishna.
Sometimes devotees, they say, oh, Ami Durbhagya. I am very unfortunate. I have no good association. But how do you get good association? Sadhu Sangha Krishna Naam E Matra Chai. By chanting Krishna's name, you'll get Sadhu Sangha. And this verse describes Brahma Shiva Haridasa Hena Bhakta Sangha. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they're always wanting to associate with Haridas Thakur. Because Haridas Thakur is always chanting Krishna Naam. So if you always chant Krishna Naam, you'll get good association and all the bad association will go away.
Haridas Ashraya Koribe Jai Jana Dhana Dekila Okande Samsara Bandana
speak of Haridas Thakur is someone just sees someone who's taken shelter of Haridas Thakur. Just by seeing that person, you'll become free from material bondage.
Sakrit jay bolibe kaha Haridas naam Sacha sacha seha jai beka Krishna naam
If someone just simply says the name, Haridas, Haridas, then he says, Satya, Satya, it's a fact. Or I take a vow, another meaning of Satya is I take a vow, that person, Seha Jaibeka, Krishna Dham, they'll attain the abode of Krishna Lok. Just by reciting Haridas Thakur's name. Srinamacharya Haridas Thakur Ke Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakobadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that this Jagannath Puri Dham is Vipralambaketra, the place of separation. Well, if Jagannath Puri Dham is a place of separation, then Haridas Thakur's Samadhi is Dwi Gunita Vipralambaketra, or the place of twice as much separation. It was here that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the devotees the glories of the Vaishnavas. It said that Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Swapa Punya Vatam Rajan Visvasunai Vajayate. Those persons who are Swapa Punya, who have very little Punya, Apa Punya, they don't have Visvas, they don't have faith in the Vaishnavas, in the holy name. Some such people didn't have faith in Haridas Thakur. Who is he? He's born in a Yavan family, Muslim family. He doesn't know Sanskrit. He's not a Brahmin, not a very big person. He's just chanting Krishna Nam every day. They don't have faith. We should understand the glories of the holy name. We should understand the glories of the Vaishnavas. It's described that by Devaki Nandan Das in his beautiful prayer, Vaishnava Saran, Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dare Jane Jane Eveda Purani Guna Gaya Jeva Shune. That every devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, including all of you, has the ability to deliver the universe. Now raise your hand, let's be honest. How many devotees here feel like you have the ability to deliver the universe? Prabhuji? Vrindavan Bihari? Half a universe? So what is he saying? Is this some poetic statement? No. Madhuram madhuram etan mangalanam mangalanam sakala nigama vali satphalam chit swarupam sakritapi parigitam shadaya helaya va bhriguvara nara mata tarayat krishna nama. Of all the sweet things, the holy name is the sweetest. Of all the auspicious things, the holy name is the most auspicious. It's the ripened fruit of the Vedic tree. And simply by chanting, even in a negligent way, someone become delivered. And therefore, it's described in Padma Purana. Brahmandanam koti sankhyarikanam aishvaryam yach chetana vayadang saha avirbhutam tan mahakrishna nama tane sadhyam sadhanam jivanam cha. If you collect all the different shakti, all the different potencies and all the unlimited universes, brahmandanam koti sankhyarikanam aishvaryam yach chetana vayadang saha, they're hardly even a tiny fragment of the potency in the holy name of Krishna. So one devotee can deliver the entire universe, not by that devotee's strength, but by the strength of the holy name. So such a personality is Haridas Thakur. But those persons who don't have sufficient sukriti, they don't appreciate the glories of the devotees. They don't appreciate the glories of the holy name. So many stories are here in this place. I hope that all of you know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and danced with Haridas Thakur's body here, and with his own hands dug a hole in the sand and placed Haridas Thakur's body here. I won't go in that direction now. You can read that at home or think about that later. But we'd like to say a little something about these two principles. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam A Matra Chai. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam, the Vaishnavas and the holy name. This is so very, very important. We want to have, Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, we want to have Uttama Adhikar. Doesn't mean you're the topmost devotee. It means you have the most qualification to get the mercy. In that sense, you're the topmost devotee. But there's a difference between an Uttama Adhikari and an Uttama Bhagavat. The Uttama Adhikar, he has Adhikar, qualification to get mercy. But the Uttam Bhagavati has that thing. We want to become Uttama Adhikari. What is an Uttama Adhikari? Rupa Goswami says, Nindari Shunya Hridam. His heart, there's no propensity to criticize anyone. This is the glory of Haridas Thakur. This is the teaching of Haridas Thakur. Who was Haridas Thakur? He's Virinchi. We were just singing about him in this Haranam Ashtakam. He's Lord Brahma. You can't get any more senior than him. But that wasn't his abhiman, his attitude. His attitude was, I was born in a Muslim family. Amita dama tumi adama tarana ubaye sambandhe patita pavana. This is Haridas Thakur's prayer. I am the most fallen. And my Lord, You're the deliverer of the fallen. Therefore, I have some happiness. Because we have a relationship. Our relationship is, I'm the most fallen, and You're the deliverer of the fallen. So such a person, he's really Trinada Pisanichena. Such a person's Amanina Manadena. And such a person is Kirtaniya Sadahari. He sees himself the most fallen and most low. He sees good in everyone. Once, my grandmother, she used to tell a story how once some disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they came to him and they said, Guru Maharaj, this disciple you have, this devotee, he's a cook, Bura Badmash, is very bad. He's doing this thing and oh, so many bad things. And they were going on and describing all the bad things this devotee was doing. And he really was doing some bad things. Finally, they ran out of things to say. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, does he do anything good? And they said, he's a good kirtan leader, Guru Maharaj. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told them, why didn't you tell me that? Why are you coming here and telling me all these other things? In his Sa'artha Darshani commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is described four types of sadhus and four types of badmash, four types of rascals. There's the mahat, the mahatra, the mahatam, and the atya mahatam. There's the asadhu, the asadhuta, the asadhutam, and the atya sadhutam. What is the nature of these four saintly persons and these four unsaintly persons? This is a very interesting subject and a very beneficial one. We printed this in one of our Krishna Kathamrita magazines, if you wanted to look it up. Krishna Kathamrita Bindu. The nature of a mahat. Mahat is a great person. And the nature of a mahat is he sees some good in everyone. If you have the ability to see some good in everyone, then you're a great personality. The mahat also sees some bad things in others. He's not a fool. He also sees some bad things there. But they consider that the faults will eventually be transformed into good qualities. Sometimes a mahat is a great personality. They consider that this person may be benefited if I chastise them. I give them a good slap. Once my Guru Maharaj gave me a slap in the face. Very hard. And he told me, don't find fault. So he had that right. He's my guru. And sometimes a mahat may do that. And those harsh words of the mahat may taste very bitter. Like neem juice is very bitter. But it's very good for your health. A mahat will never reject or condemn a faulty person. But he only thinks how that person can be benefited. But even greater than a mahat is a mahatara. He also sees good and bad, but he only focuses on the good things. And he praises the good things. If he sees a materialistic merchant, someone who's making so much money, the mahatara will think, okay, he's a vishai. He's a sense enjoyer. He likes to watch some television and this and that. But he's a good person. And he takes care of people. He's worthy of liberation, moksha. I offer my pranams to him. Greater than the mahatara is the mahatam. an especially great person. He only sees good and he magnifies it. He doesn't see even the slightest fault in someone. Mm-hmm. If someone comes and steals his cloth, he may be a poor man. All he has is one kumbo, one blanket. And some gunda comes with a knife and takes the blanket away. That Mahatma thinks, oh, he's a saintly person. He thinks that about the gunda. Because he must be cold and must need my blanket. He must be a saintly person because he had a knife. He could have hurt me, but he didn't. So he must be a saintly person. So he sees some good qualities even in such a bad person. But the greatest of all is the Atya Mahatam. The Atya Mahatam is an especially good person. He sees good even when there's no good there. And his attitude is, there's no bad people in this world. Everyone is good. That's the Atya Mahatam. And then there's the smelly side of things. Mm-hmm. There's the Asadhu, the rascal. The Asadhu, his nature is, he sees some good in people that's there, but he doesn't pay attention to it because he sees some bad in everyone. Mm-hmm. And if he sees some good in someone, he thinks, yes, okay, they're chanting Krishna's name, but it won't last very long. Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, as soon as they get the opportunity, then they're going to want to exploit other people. Once one senior devotee told me, he was very serious, he said, Madhavananda, there's no bona fide sadhus in our movement. There's no bona fide sannyasis. None of them chant 16 rounds. He said, I know. I used to be a sannyasi and I didn't chant 16 rounds. He was speaking like that. I couldn't control myself. I'm not a mahat. I told him, I'm sorry, but I disagree. I know at least one qualified person. He said, yeah, who? I said, you. He looked at me like I was going to do some judo on him or something, you know, and he backed up a little. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, if you can say there's no qualified persons, then you must be on such an elevated platform that you can see that so there's at least one person who's qualified. And I'm happy to know that. You're qualified. This is the nature of an asadhu. But worse than the asadhu is the asadhutar. He's a very wicked person. He only sees faults. He only pays attention to that. He might see a little bit of good, but he doesn't pay attention to that. And he criticizes. Just see this sannyasi. Oh, he's preaching, I know. But look how much rice he's eating. Mm-hmm. He's just a very lusty person. He's fallen. And he criticizes like that. He doesn't see that sannyasi spreading the holy name, doing so much good. But worse than the asadutar is the asadutam. Mm-hmm. The asadutam is especially wicked. He takes small faults and magnifies them into something big. He'll condemn a sannyasi for the fault. The sannyasi, he was living in the forest. Now he's going and staying in Shastra's house. Shastra's giving him very nice prasadam. So what kind of sannyasi is this? And he'll criticize. That's the nature of the asadutam. Their only motivation is to criticize others. But then there's the crest jewel of rascals. And that's the Atya Sadutam. He's a very extremely wicked person. And he has 20-20 vision. He only sees bad everywhere. There's no sadhus anywhere. Everyone is bogus. Everyone is evil. This is the philosophy of Hiranyakashipu. What was his philosophy? He said, Prahlad, what are you doing? Father, I'm worshipping Krishna. Who's your Krishna? Father, he's God. Where is he? Father, he's everywhere. Ha! Is he in his pillar? Yes, Father. Then I'll kill him. And Hiranyakashipu took out his sword and he got a big surprise. So the philosophy of people like Hiranyakashipu, they don't believe the sadhu is everywhere. They think only I'm a sadhu. There's an old saying someone was telling me, Mahanidhi Maharaj was saying this recently, that every saint has a past And every sinner has a future. Huh? If you investigate very carefully, you'll find every saint, they had some bad thing they used to do. So don't criticize them. They're a saint now. And you may see a sinner. Don't criticize him because he has a future. And he may not, he'll give that thing up sooner or later. So this is a secret to chanting Harinam. Don't find fault in others. Anandika hoye je sakri krishna boli sacha sacha muni tare urari bohele. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you just do two things. Don't criticize anyone and chant Krishna's name. If you do these two things, then I promise you'll be delivered. So this is the nature of Srila Haridas Thakur. And this, I think, is something we should meditate on and pray for here at Haridas Thakur Samadhi, that we can get his mercy and give up the wicked propensity to find fault in others, so we can always chant Krishna's name. Shinama Charja Haridas Thakur Ke Shri Harinam Prabhu Ke Prape Manande Vanchakabhadarubhishcha Kripasindubhivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.